We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Doc Insider.
Duck's going to pick it up, and here we go.
Got him deep. He's open. He's got it. He's gone.
How about that?
And Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Duarte pulls up. Three ball. Bang.
Bob L.J. Figueroa.
Oregon goes back to back for the fourth time in the last 6 years. The Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Foley three. Goal! Ray Foley, Bob.
Three is good. E.R. Savali.
Wait, pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
What a weekend.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
What's up, Duck fans? Alex Simpson along with you. I am not Joey Mack, a little bit more vertically challenged than Joey Mack is, as he's on the road for Oregon baseball for the first time this year. Joey, if you're watching, I miss you. I'm jealous. Go Ducks. The Ducks baseball team picking up a sweep last weekend against Washington, poised to host a regional. More on that coming later this week. But the Ducks looking good all across the board. We wish Joey safe travels as he's just about to hit the air, so not quite sure if he's tuning in. Joey, if you are, thanks for tuning in. And thank you for tuning in here on Duck Insider here in the Country Financial Studio, presented by our friends at On Point Community Credit Union. Again, I am Alex Stimson. We're joined by Scotty P. Scotty P., how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, my gosh.
A little chaotic. It's a busy day. It's a busy day. I know you hanging in there. You doing all right, bud?
It gets a little crazy, but you know what? The weather's nice. We're ready to rock this weekend.
It's a beautiful day here in the Emerald Valley. A lot of news to get to here across the board. Obviously, here in Eugene and all up and down the West Coast, the big news, the new commish here in the Pac-12. We'll get to that in a little bit as well. But coming up on today's show, we'll hear from a couple of Duck coaches. We'll hear from the head of Oregon softball, Melissa Lombardi, as they had their senior day last weekend. Now they head back on the road to wrap up the regular season as they'll head down to Berkeley for a four-game set against Cal before they start the postseason. Very, very pumped about that. What a season it's been. Number 11 ranked Oregon softball. It's been a great season for the Ducks on the diamond across the board. Really, really excited to see how they finish out their season. Obviously, I slant a little bit towards baseball, having worked with the baseball team myself. Really, really excited to see what Coach Waz and company do down the stretch. So we'll hear from Coach Lombardi, and we'll also hear from Coach Robert Johnson for the Oregon track and field team. Again, another just loaded loaded track team this year. And again, it's a beautiful facility that they're going to be debuting in big, big fashion in a couple of weeks. Obviously, we've had a couple of track meets already, but they're heading down to LA for the Pac-12 championships. We'll hear from Coach Robert Johnson a little bit later. And man, I can't wait for the NCAA championships, for the trials. What a facility. I drive by it all the time, and it's just so daunting in a good way, you know? It's just – I spent a lot of time at the old original Hayward, as I'm sure you did as well, Scotty P.
And
those troughs, right? We don't need to talk about that. I'm pretty sure I still got some pants and stuff soaked from that. But it is a beautiful facility. Can't wait till we can get fans back in there, obviously. So, again, a lot to unpack here. Women's golf advancing to the NCAA championships for the first time since 2017. Obviously not necessarily the way that Coach Derek Radley may have wanted, and he acknowledged that. We'll talk about that a little later. But picking up the 4 seed in the Baton Rouge Regional, they move on as the top 6 seeds advance, and so they head down to Scottsdale. They should have a little bit better weather down there and the course conditions there, too. Women's basketball, new player edition, we'll talk about that. And actually, we're going to quickly jump in now to Oregon football, as they got a big schedule change now. Not schedule change, schedule announcement, I should say. And it's right out of the gate. I don't think really any surprise is that it's Oregon, it's Ohio State, it's the big time, as they're going to be on Fox. And the second game of the season, the Ducks will open up the season against Fresno State, and then they head to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State. How fired up are you for that, Scotty P? I am jacked for that. It's going to be so, so exciting. Obviously, the spring game a week or so ago, and a lot of fun. The quarterback competition continues to be really, really, really interesting. And I think some Ducks fans maybe had some question marks. Well, I think the real question mark is, well, we got a lot of talented throwers. Who's going to start? Who's going to lead for us here? So excited to talk about that. And we'll get into more of that a little bit later. But the big news across the Pac-12 today is the new commissioner. We have a new commissioner leading the Pac-12 conference, and his name is George Kliavkov. As he'll lead things off, we just actually got the interview imported. I'm not quite sure if we'll be able to get to it in segment one. We will in a second, but George Kliavkov joining the Pac-12 conference. Obviously, Larry Scott heading up the conference for quite some time, but it's a new boss leading the way. Obviously excited to see what he does. He actually talked to University of Oregon President Michael Schill, and actually with that, let's get right to it, Scotty P. Here's the new Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov.
With today's announcement, I believe I am transitioning from the best job in entertainment to the best job in sports. I made this jump because I'm passionate about the mission of the Pac-12 Conference to drive financial results, to help protect and expand scholarships, and support the other educational goals of our member institutions. I understand that I was not on any of the media's shortlists for this role, and that my name will be new to many of you. But I believe my personal style and work experience line up well with the enormous opportunities immediately in front of the Pac-12. First, from my days as a collegiate rower at Boston University, I've always loved everything about intercollegiate athletics. I credit much of my success in business and in life to lessons I learned as a rower in college, including the value of putting in the hard work, time management, accountability, and of course, teamwork. Second, I believe I have deep subject matter expertise in many areas that are immediate opportunities. I have a background in structuring complex media distribution deals, including an understanding of the ongoing transition from consumption of linear television models to digital. I have built and run large-scale live events, sponsorship, licensing, and ticket sales operations. And I have an understanding of lobbying and other efforts necessary to address some of the biggest opportunities and issues facing college athletics today, including name, image, and likeness, expansion of the CFP, and sports betting. Third, I've been fortunate to lead teams that have driven growth in both revenue and profits in every job I have held. Just quickly, here are a few highlights from my career. My first job in sports was as one of the senior executives in the early days of establishing Major League Baseball Advanced Media. At MLBAM, I managed corporate and business development and baseball's media subscription and licensing business across all digital platforms. After MLB, I became NBC Universal's first chief digital officer, setting NBC's corporate digital media strategy and developing new business models and markets. At NBC, we completed the then largest digital media event of all time with the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, by delivering 10 million hours of video to 52 million unique visitors in just 16 days. Also while at NBC, I partnered with our competitor, News Corp, to form a digital media distribution joint venture that became Hulu, which turned into a top five U.S. video site within 6 months. I spent 7 years at Hearst Corporation, where I was responsible for overseeing Hearst's 50% stake in the A&E, Lifetime, and History cable networks, and a 20% stake in ESPN during a time when ESPN was negotiating very complex sports licensing deals and establishing both the SEC and ACC networks. In my current role at MGM Resorts International, I oversee one of the largest live events companies in the world and also look after MGM's sponsorship spend, sponsorship sales, and sports betting ventures. At MGM, I also had the privilege to oversee the Las Vegas Aces and to sit on the WNBA's board of governors. I'm a big proponent of women's sports. As all of you know, at MGM, we partnered with the Pac-12 Conference for both men's and women's basketball championships. And in a deal in partnership with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority and the Las Vegas Raiders to bring the football championships to Allegiant Stadium for the next 2 years. Throughout my tenure at MGM, I had the pleasure to work closely with the Pac-12 Conference staff to leverage opportunities and address challenges. The latter has been especially true in the 14 months since I was in the room at T-Mobile Arena when the decision was made to cancel the rest of the 2020 men's basketball tournament due to the COVID pandemic. Since that day, I've watched my new colleagues at the conference office work tirelessly and with an unmatched passion to protect athletes while still driving the conference business. I'm honored by my new opportunity to work even more closely with these amazing colleagues. Finally, and maybe most importantly for my role as Pac-12 commissioner, my leadership style is relationship driven. I've built long-standing relationships with nearly everyone I have worked with or negotiated against across a 25 plus year career in sports, media, technology, and entertainment. Once I start in July, my intention is to go on a listening tour. This starts with developing a deep partnership with the athletic directors and coaches. The success of the conference and my personal success in this role is tied to the success of the ADs and coaches. Of course, I will meet with the presidents and chancellors, other academic leaders, and the student athletes. My intention is to listen and to learn how the conference can help strike the balance between continued academic excellence, student athlete well-being, and an even higher level of athletic achievement. I want to be very clear about my top three immediate priorities for the conference. First, we will protect and support our student athletes. Second, we will make decisions to optimize revenue for our member institutions, including renegotiating our media distribution deals. And third, we will do everything we can at the conference level to make our teams more competitive in revenue-generating sports, especially football. To support all three of these priorities, I want to go on the record that the Pac-12 is in favor of both the expansion of the college football playoffs to more teams and the implementation of consistent guidelines for name, image, and likeness. We think that both CFP expansion and NIL legislation are good for college sports fans, good for our student athletes, and can be a significant competitive advantage for the Pac-12. As I end my remarks, I want to say that I greatly appreciate the confidence from President Schilt, the Pac-12 Search Committee, and the Pac-12 CEO group. I look forward to traveling around the Pac-12 and meeting with all of you in the coming months. Thank you for your attention.
Whoa. What a resume that guy has. My goodness, need kind of a scroll to unfurl and kind of list all the accomplishments that he has. Incredibly impressive. Former rower at BU, great hockey program, MLB Advanced Media, NBC Universal Chief Digital Officer, part of the growth of Hulu, it's part of the Olympics, the list goes on and on. Really, really impressive hire. A kind of a little sense of humor right out of the gate as well, saying maybe I wasn't the guy top of mind for a lot of Pac-12 fans, West Coast fans, but I think a guy, just in the quick reactions that we've seen online, someone that people are pretty excited about as it kind of kicks off a new era here in collegiate sports here on the West Coast, and the best conference here on the West Coast, and the Conference of Champions as well. And then, again, I think the last thing that noticed that might have been the big headline that comes out of this is the expansion of the playoff. You and I were talking about that, Scotty P, is that that's something that's going to catch everybody's eye, particularly Oregon being in the playoff era, really the premier program in the West Coast, in the Pac-12 as well. So welcome to the West Coast. Welcome to the Pac-12. George Kliavkoff, excited to see what he does here leading up the Conference of Champions as he kicks things off. And it sounds like we're going to see a lot of differences and, well, a new era of Pac-12 athletics as well. Before we step aside for our first break, we want to make sure that I mention that it's Ducks Give today. Ducks Give today, a big day to say thanks for all of our Duck family. You can visit ducksgive.uoregon.edu. Ducks Give 2021, excuse me, easy for me to say. University of Oregon's sixth annual Giving Day. This 24-hour campaign is a university-wide effort to inspire alumni, parents, friends of the UO to give and support your fellow Ducks as well, whether you're a former Duck like myself and actually still a current Duck like myself, or hopefully a future Duck as well. It's a great way to support those past, present, and future that are part of the Duck family. If you are even a tangential part of the Duck family, you know that it is a tight-knit one across the board, whether it's over on the campus, whether it's the athletic facilities, across the board. It is, for being such a big university and a big operation, doesn't feel that way a lot of the times. It's a very cohesive operation. I think that's a credit to the leadership as well, and a credit to the people like you that give on days like Ducks Give. So reminder again, ducksgive.uoregon.edu. It's about 11 hours or so remaining. Any contribution is meaningful, and we'd certainly appreciate it here at the University of Oregon. With that, we're going to step aside here for our first break here on Duck Insider. Don't go anywhere. We got more action. It's a power-packed day here in the Country Financial Studio. Back with more Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. More after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
On March 5th, 2021, we lost a larger-than-life member of the Oregon Ducks family. Chris Bjork passed away surrounded by his wife Allison and their three sons, Anders, Henry, and Jordy. After spending more than 26 years working with the University of Oregon, we are proud to establish the Chris Bjork Scholarship Fund in his honor. Go to goducks.com/Bjork Scholarship. That's goducks.com/Bjork Scholarship to make a contribution and help us remember a great Duck.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
What's up? Welcome back, Duck fans, here on Duck Insider, presented by our friends at On Point Community Credit Union. You are looking live at the Country Financial Studio, and you're also looking at someone who is not Joey Mack. I am Alex Stimson. I am no Joey Mack. I'd love to be Joey Mack, but I'm not. He's on the road for with Oregon baseball, and I know he's fired up, as he's been with Oregon baseball for a long time. I've only been with him for a short time, and it's his first road trip in quite some time as they hit the road to take on Utah this weekend. Oregon softball wrapping up their regular season at Cal this weekend. A couple of interviews to get to later. Speaking of Oregon softball, we'll talk to Melissa Lombardi, but quickly, I just want to circle back on the big story of the day that's kind of dominated not just Oregon sports, not just Pac-12 sports, but really all of college sports, and that's the new commissioner. As we have a new commissioner, George Kliavkoff, I'm going to have to say that a couple of times to get it down, because that's an important guy. I don't want to butcher that last name. As he joins the Pac-12 Conference, as you can see right there, quote, "I'm thrilled to be the Pac-12 Commissioner. This is a challenging time for intercollegiate athletics, but I believe these challenges also create significant opportunities. Loved being a student athlete, and I'm passionate about the doors that college sports and higher education open for young women and men. My job at the Pac-12 will be to help manage the balance between continued academic excellence and student athlete well-being and an even higher level of athletic achievement." Saying this was University of Oregon President Michael Schill, who was the chair of the five-member search committee. He said, "At each step of his career, George has navigated complex, quickly changing environments and has been a successful consensus builder. George is a visionary leader with an extraordinary background as a pioneering sports, entertainment, and digital media executive." Keep an eye on that sentence. He really checked all of those boxes. "And we are delighted to honor that he has agreed to become our next Pac-12 commissioner. He's the new prototype for a sports commissioner. While George has deep sports experience, his biggest asset is his ability to listen, connect with diverse groups, find common ground, collaborate, and navigate an evolving landscape. We believe George's overall skills and experience will become even more prevalent in college sports leadership." So on behalf of all of us here in Eugene, at least between me and Scotty P, we say welcome. Happy to have you steering the ship here and guiding us here in the Conference of Champions. Really, 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 really excited for this new era of Pac-12 athletics with him at the helm. Want to quickly get to, before we get to Melissa Lombardi, we have a new roster addition for the women's basketball team. And Taylor Hozendove is added to the 2021 roster. Head coach Kelly Graves announced on Wednesday, 6'1" transfer from Georgia State. So she's coming a long way to get here to the Emerald Valley. She led the Panthers in scoring and rebounding in each of her last two seasons. Not too shabby. Said Graves, "Taylor's a good addition to our program. She's a versatile player who can play both inside and out and do a little bit of everything for us. I really love the toughness that she'll bring to our team, and we're excited to get her to Eugene and get to work." While at Georgia State, she averaged 12.5 points, 8.8 rebounds per game in the last season, the 2021 season. She shot just under 50% from the field, just under 47% to be specific, from the floor, and over 30% from behind three, pretty comfortably. 34.5% from behind the arc, led the Panthers with 33 steals, second in assists with 54, blocked shots 23, started 23 of the 24 games. What I'm telling you is, she can kind of do it all. She's a Los Angeles native, scored in double figures 14 times as a junior while racking up 8 double-doubles as well. So a big addition to an already really, really talented roster. Obviously, there's been some turnover, but some really, really good pieces here for Kelly Graves' squad. And, well, I've come to realize you never really doubt Kelly Graves at all. He knows how to recruit. He knows how to build a team and a cohesive, not just team, but family at that. So speaking of which, welcome to the Duck family, Taylor. Happy to have you. Pivoting. Staying with Oregon women's sports, but pivoting over to softball. We're going to hear from Melissa Lombardi in a second as the Oregon Ducks celebrated their senior day or senior weekend last weekend, and they finish out the regular season on the road. They enter the weekend ranked 11 in the country right now, and it's been a remarkable season from the get-go from Melissa Lombardi's squad. And as they head down to Berkeley, we talked with Melissa Lombardi, and here's part one of our interview with the Ducks head coach.
You're going into the last weekend. What is there that your kind of final words of guidance or wisdom to them going into what will be the final weekend of the Pac-12 season?
I think really the only thing I would tell them is just to finish strong. I think they've learned a lot through the pack, and it's really allowed them to prepare and for them just to finish strong.
Do you like that your game times are before UCLA and Arizona, so that there's not the scoreboard watching to be done beforehand or a distraction during the game?
You know, honestly, I didn't even know what time their game times are. So it just when it comes time to play, we'll be ready to play. To me, all we can do is control our own destiny and to finish strong. And then, you know, whatever comes of it, on the other side comes of it.
On that finishing strong theme, obviously, Brooke was the national pitcher of the week here. Do you feel like she's rounding back into her top form entering the most important time of the year?
I do. I think she figured some things out over the course of the season, and I think you could see that this past weekend with what she did on the mound.
Coach, for the last several weeks, it seems like you guys are right on the cusp of a breakthrough and just missing that whatever. What do you think that final piece is? And what, I mean, it's just like the last domino needs to fall and you guys will be ready to go into the postseason. But what do you think is missing?
I think for the most part, I mean, I think they're ready to go. I think there's just a part of playing in the pack that you have to go through some highs, through some lows, to just really understand what your team is about, what they're willing to do for each other. And I think we experience that through the league. It's a tough league, but what it's done for us as a team, I think you got to see that this past weekend against Arizona.
Do you think you guys have a case, especially if you were to jump and finish all the way up at third, potentially in the pack, for a top eight?
I think our body of work speaks for itself. I think we played an extremely tough schedule all year long in the middle, in the beginning of the season, middle, and in, you know, going through the pack. I think that if you look at that and see the teams that we've beat and even see games that we've lost and how we've lost, I think we're definitely one to be considered for a top eight, no question. So those types of things, they're out of our control. And so what I want our team to do is just to continue to play as tough as they've been playing. And if we're home, yes, I want to be home. It'd be awesome to be home. Do I want to be a top eight? Absolutely. Do I think we have the ability and are deserving of a top eight? I do. But whatever it is, we'll be ready to tackle it.
Were you guys in Berkeley when the season got called off last year? And just what do you remember about that time? And is it great now to be going full circle and actually finishing a Pac-12 season, you know, where you were trying to start one?
Yeah, no, that's you're exactly right. I mean, we played St. Mary's on a Wednesday and we spent the night there. And then that morning we were getting ready to travel to Cal and got called home. So we never even physically made it to Berkeley. So, I think it's just, it is full circle for sure. And that's where we started the pack last year and got canceled to that's where we're going to finish the pack. It's kind of fitting.
Brooke Missy, at one point she shook off Tara like three times, then went out for a quick meeting and whatnot. Was that just a signal cross up on the communication, or were you giving Tara the leeway to call a pitch there?
The pitch comes in from the dugout, and they, if they would like to audible, they can do an audible and they can change it. Because to me, if every pitch that we call from the dugout and they just throw it, I don't want them to do that. I want them to get the pitch. If we're doing things right, we're all on the same page. And then if they get something and go, then you know what, you better be switching it and getting what you want. So I think with that, I think Tara does a great job of knowing what Brooke wants. I just think that situation was just maybe a small little mix up of I don't think it was really that big of a situation. It just might have been wrong side of the plate or whatever.
I didn't think it was, to be clear. I was just curious. I didn't know how much autonomy you gave to your catcher in that spot in general, because I know you signal it in, so I didn't know what.
Yeah, no, I trust those guys just like they trust us and what we are sending in. I trust them that if they're going to switch, that they know what they want, go to it, and let's get the hitter out. So yeah, that's, you know, those guys will shake throughout the game. If they're shaking every pitch, then we're in trouble because that means we're not all on the same page. But do they have some shakes during the game? Absolutely. Do I mind that? Not at all. I love it. To me, it's them empowering themselves and taking control of what it is exactly that they want. So let's get that.
Really good stuff from the head coach of the Oregon women's softball team, Melissa Lombardi. You know, I'm stating the obvious here, and obviously a little bit biased. Oregon pays the checks, but we're fortunate to have so many great head coaches of so many great programs, and just hearing Melissa Lombardi there just kind of reinforces that she's just one of the best, not just here on campus at the University of Oregon, but across the board. Kind of that last question, I thought, really kind of said it all, kind of the autonomy that she allows. She doesn't want her players to be robots, essentially. Treats the student-athletes like adults. You know, she's not just going out there forcing them to stay in a box. And then a really good question there, I thought, from – it sounded like Ryan Thorburn with the Register Guard talking about just the gauntlet that's required. And it is a gauntlet going through the pack, as Melissa Lombardi mentioned, that they have – Well, they have weathered the storm, and they could be on the precipice of something really special. They'll like to get that snowball rolling down the hill this weekend to finish out the regular season as they take on Cal on the road. A reminder, the Duck Insider brought to you by our friends at North Fork Public House, open for dine-in and take out, NorthForkEugene.com. Go visit them, have a drink. Not on me, but go have a drink, all right? We're going to step aside here on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're live from the Country Financial Studio, and we'll be back with more here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, it's Jan from Toyota. Summer's finally here, and with a great deal on a new Camry, RAV4, Highlander, Tacoma, and more, you can celebrate all of your favorite summer holidays, like Cinco de Mayo, Independence Day, International Pizza Party Day. Pepperoni, please. And by pepperoni, I mean Hawaiian.
Kick off summer at your Toyota dealer, where you can save big on all your favorites. This event ends June 1st. See your participating Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Duck Insider. I'm not Joey Beck. I'm not nearly that talented. He's on the road this weekend. Alex Simpson filling in. We're here in the Country Financial Studio, and thanks as always for joining us here. So happy to be here and on a power-packed day as well. We announced a new commissioner. We got a couple of interviews. It's a lot of fun.
Day, huh?
I will say, total amateur hour by me going into break. Totally forgot that we had more of Melissa Lombardi, so let's not wait any further. Let's get to the second half of our talk here with head softball coach Melissa Lombardi.
If you could describe what you've seen in this game in a couple of words.
I think they're gritty. I think they're resilient, blue collar. They really want to play well for each other. So selfless. I think going through the pack, it's showed them that every single weekend they better show up and be ready to be great, because every opponent in the pack is very, very good. I think they have just showed the fight and the love that they have for the game. I loved in that, I mean, our first game, you know, there was an opportunity for a possible perfect game against us. And, you know, I don't know if early in the year, if they would have bowed up and found a way to will themselves to change that in the last final inning. And they were determined. You know, the home run got hit off of us. We came in and they were ready to go. There was no no flinch, no concern. Just they knew that we needed to get our leadoff on. If we could get our leadoff on, we had an opportunity. And so to see Haley battle with two strikes and get on, to see Bunk put down a perfect bunt to move her over, and then for Tara to battle with two strikes and come up with a walk-off was huge. So I just think what we're seeing is all the hard work that they put in the pack and getting outcomes that they wanted, but also not getting the outcomes they wanted. And to me, when you don't get those outcomes, that's where it's like, okay, what are we willing to do? how much better are we willing to get because the that wasn't good enough? So what are we willing to do as a team? And I think that's what you're seeing is what they've been willing to do this entire conference play to get better and to compete weekend in and weekend out.
But you say that because I've described this team as a prize fighter that refuses to stay down when they get hit. And that goes actually back to 2 years ago when you took over. That team, to me, they refused to quit no matter who they were playing or how much they should have. They never stopped. How much of that do you think is a reflection of your coaching style and how much of it is really the players themselves?
I like that you mentioned that because we talk a lot about being prize fighters and having to throw the first punch and keep throwing punches. And that when things get tough, what are you going to do? Are you going to lay down or are you going to get up and keep fighting? And I agree. I think it goes all the way back to our first year. I don't know. For me as a coach, that's the only way I know how to coach. Like, there's no way I'm going to ever lay down. There's no way. If I lay down, then why would I expect my team to stand tall? So I love their fight. And I just think getting through this, really this first year of conference play with this team, because we didn't get that last year, we got to grow a ton, learn a lot, and really understand what this, we know what this conference was about, but really physically and mentally going through the season and understanding what it's about. So I love it. I love the prize fighters in them. So
this league doesn't have a conference tournament. Would you like there to be one?
I like the idea of bouncing around the league. I think it's cool for our athletes, our Oregon athletes. Every time we go on the road, we get to go play at somebody's stadium and see, you know, what it's like to be at their place. So I like that. You know, a conference tournament, we've talked about it and maybe we'll get there in the future. Right now we don't have it. The league is tough. It's tough. I mean, this year we played four games. It's not like we played three, we played four games. So it's like we beat each other up in the league. And then now to go into a conference tournament, beat each other up some more and then go play a regional, get through that, super regional, get through that. You're at the World Series, great, battle through that. Now you go to the Championship Series and you win the whole thing. So there's a huge process to postseason. And I think for us as coaches and with our teams figuring out what's the best way to go, is it having a, you know, your conference games and then having a tournament right after or not? I think that that's something that's come up. And, you know, so far up to this point, there hasn't been a conference tournament.
If baseball was to start a tournament in a year, that softball would prefer to have one at the same time, preferably.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily if it's because baseball will do it, we'll do it. I think it's us as a conference really understanding and respecting the strength of our conference and what's the best way to go about it with either having a conference tournament or not. I think it's more of softball terms than what's baseball doing. But we have conversations about that. So is that something in the future that could happen? Sure. I know up to this point, they haven't, you know, before I was in this conference, they have not had a tournament. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens. But I do know the strength of this conference and it's ridiculous. And I knew that when I was not in this conference, but I really, really know that now being in this conference.
Are you guys intent on playing the fourth game?
Well, what I've been told is you play four games unless you don't have enough people due to COVID. Then it drops down to three. So it's like we don't get to pick or choose whether to play the game or not. That's what was told to us at the beginning of the year.
Going into the last weekend with the seniors that you've got, what do you think this team has learned from them? And what do you think their impact is going to be?
Yeah, I think our super seniors and seniors have been great, great leaders with our younger athletes on the field, off the field. I love the coaches in them. You know, as us as coaches, we can't be everywhere to coach. I love how they coach each other up. I love how they give each other confidence, the belief that they have in each other. The standard, you know, we talk about a standard as coaches, but to me, what I think is huge is the standard and the culture that is being spoken about between athletes. to me, that goes such a longer way than us as coaches could ever take it. So the University of Oregon is very, very important to our seniors. And it's important to them that they leave this program better than when they first got here. And I think they are definitely doing that. Just watching them grow as leaders, grow as students, to grow as athletes, but then also leave a little piece of them behind for the young ones. I'm very, very proud of all of them and what they're doing and what they've been doing. So just to continue, I know they're seniors and we had senior day, but to me, we have so much more to do. And I can't wait to see them lead us the rest of the way.
That was the head coach of the Oregon softball team, Melissa Lombardi. Is the softball team poised to wrap up the regular season and poised potentially for another deep run in the postseason? Is Oregon softball ranked number 11? They head down to Berkeley for a four-game set against the Bears. And senior day last weekend, an emotional senior day, obviously another great senior class. And you heard Coach Lombardi talk there just about the culture, about the standard that not just the coaching staff, but that senior class and the rest of the roster has really helped set and maintain and kind of elevate year by year, game by game, as they go through the gauntlet that is the Pac-12 play. And loved hearing her talk about heavy hitting as well, you know, prize fighting as well. Oregon's proven to be a couple of heavyweights, that's for sure, and they look to go deep in the postseason here this year, and looking forward to wrapping up the regular season on a high note before they head into postseason play. Keeping it on the diamond, a schedule change for the Ducks, who are on the road as well this weekend, making a little bit longer of a trip. They had one time zone over as they head over to Utah for a set against the Utah Utes before coming back home for a pretty big series against a really good Stanford team. The Ducks ran the gauntlet earlier this year with five straight weeks against ranked opponents, and they emerged doing pretty well. And I think to start the season, it caught a lot of people off guard, thinking, oh, this might be a blip on the radar screen. Can they maintain this? Well, they have maintained it. They've done pretty well, and not just look poised to make the NCAA tournament, but look poised to host a regional, which I don't think anybody outside of maybe Coach Waz and his staff really expected. But Coach Waz doing an incredible job here in quote-unquote his second year after his first year was kind of cut short. Heck, I was with the team when it was cut short. That was feels like a long time ago, and just yesterday at the same time we were getting ready to go down to UCLA and got the news of them coming on the bus. But man, just an incredible job that he's done with this roster and what this roster has done as well, both with the veterans and with the newcomers here. Great freshman class that should build the foundation going forward. But getting to that schedule change, Oregon baseball will continue to play on May 18th as they had expected, but it's against a different opponent. They were supposed to play earlier this week against Gonzaga. Actually, they were supposed to play a couple of midweek games against Gonzaga, but unfortunately, the Bulldogs, who have been a pretty good program, they cracked into the top 25. They threw a no-hitter earlier this year. They had a COVID outbreak on their team, and a significant one at the time forced them to have a pretty significant shutdown. But luckily, things seem to be good in Spokane, and so the Bulldogs will be able to make the trip down here to Eugene just for a one-offer. The Ducks were supposed to face off against Utah Valley, but swapping it out for a matchup against the Bulldogs after those three games, prior scheduled games against the Zags, were canceled. The game will be at 6 p.m. It will be at PK Park. Limited tickets, as I know, at least as of now, are still available, not just for that, but also for the Stanford series. Folks, if the weather's nice, actually, you know what? Even if it's not nice, they're going to want to be there. This team's really good. A lot of fun. This pitching staff is stacked. And you can, of course, hear my man Joey Mack on the call, bringing you the soothing sounds on the Oregon Sports Network from our friends at Learfield IMG College. And we're going to step aside here for another break here on Duck Insider. A reminder, though, before we go, Duck Insider brought to you by our friends at Shadow Hills Country Club, offering the perfect combination of rural beauty, great golf, and affordable family entertainment that builds a lifetime of memories. Call for a tour today. Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort just minutes from home. Call for a tour today. I'd love to get out to Shadow. It's a beautiful day. Scotty, you want to, after this, maybe head out, grab the sticks? We'll talk about that offline. I'm going to step aside here for another break here. We're back more with Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union from the Country Financial Studio. More after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to relieve volatize it.
Vala what?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed. for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here on Duck Insider in the Country Financial Studio. Alex Stimson filling the very big shoes for Joey Mack as he is in his big booming voice are on the road this weekend heading to the Mountain Time Zone with Oregon baseball. Back on the road just like when he was a young buck as he's on the call this week on the Oregon Sports Network for Oregon baseball as they look to keep it rolling after a three-game sweep last weekend against that team from up north, the Washington Huskies. But meanwhile, we're going to pivot to track here and we're going to recap the Oregon Twilight Meet and then look ahead to the Pac-12 Championships down in Eugene. And with that, I'm going to step aside because here is the coach of the Oregon track and field team, Robert Johnson.
The Oregon Twilight, lots of season bests, personal bests, and some wins there, which is always good. Always great to see the alumni come back and compete, and glad they were able to experience a Hayward field as they knew it. And so good overall weekend. Now we head into Pac-12s, which is always a meat grinder of a meet, and we're trying something different. To see how it goes. We're trying a different format. So instead of it being split over two weekends, now it's a three-day meet. So be real interested to see how that goes. But other than that, ready to get out of here and get off and running.
So what are the practical implications of the format in terms of logistics for the team? How do you see that impacting you guys?
With this format here, it's a lot more distance-friendly for sure. You get some days in between some historical doubles, you get a day off there. Definitely odd for the sprints. And when I say odd, the 200 being the first sprint race, the 400 hurdles being before the 100-meter hurdles. So just odd the way they're going long to short, which isn't always the most conducive.
Yeah, Robert, who put the schedule together, like decided what events start, go when?
Pac-12s. Pac-12s adopted this schedule, and I think they took it from another of the other conferences and made a tweak here or there to kind of mirror the NCAA schedule.
Heading into the Olympic trials, how are you planning to manage Cole Hawker in terms of what events you'll run at Pac-12, what events will enter in the NCAA regional?
Yeah, Mr. Woods, you're way too far in advance. I haven't thought about Olympic trials not one bit. Everything has been focused on the Pac-12 meet, and then seeing how we're going to move there at the indoor or regionals and then outdoor meet.
Robert, what can you say about just the general readiness and preparedness of your teams trying to win these championships this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're going in relatively healthy. We've had a good couple of weeks of practice. As you've seen in the Twilight meet, those guys are kind of gearing up and getting ready. That's kind of traditional for them to run one last tune-up before the Pac-12 meet. So from a traditional standpoint, we're right on course in what we've done in the past. And so be interesting to see how we get down there and handle LA.
Yeah, Robert, looking at the USC women, you know, they brought back almost every single person who won a sprint title for them or finished second or finished third. How difficult will it be to kind of end their reign? And do you think you guys are in position to be able to do that?
I think anytime we go to the meet, we're in a position to be successful. And that's what we'll look forward here as we go into this this weekend.
Any individuals you're looking to see pop and just cap a strong training cycle, anything like that, or show some promise moving forward?
I was going to say pop like this in a zip pop, or what kind of pop are we talking about here? No, everybody's just pretty much geared up and ready to go. This is kind of what meet that is going to be one of our first scored meets. And so it gives us opportunity to go out there and put green and yellow in front of all the other rainbow colors there. So excited and ready to go.
Robert, can you talk a little bit about Kemba Nelson and what she's brought to the team and, you know, just her ability to come in, you know, on such short notice and have such an impact on your squad and what she's meant to the team this year?
Kemba's real cool and real Irie. Irie played back in Jamaican language. Just a even keel, not too high, not too low, very soft-spoken, very quiet, fierce competitor, loves to compete. I'm glad she's with us rather than other people. She's really taken to the training and what Coach Taylor is mentoring her to do. And I think she's just scratching the surface on how good she can be.
Just real quick, were you surprised at just the success she's had immediately to be able to come in and set a collegiate record?
Don't get me wrong. Very rarely are coaches in track and field surprised because, of course, it's a numbers-driven game. But if you would have told me that she would have run the collegiate record, I wouldn't have bet on that.
Hi, Robert. I wonder about the transfer portal, looking at all the action in collegiate football and basketball. What's happening in track and field with that?
I'm assuming it's still booming as well. Mixed feelings about the transfer portal. I know we've done it, and we've had transfers before the portal even existed. But I often think of the art of war. Nine times out of 10, people don't leave good weapons on the battlefield for other people to just come and pick up. So one of those things where you have to do your homework and make sure that there's good fits for your program.
You know, these Pac-12 meets often are very dramatic to come down to the last couple of events, and they're fun for the spectators, people following. Sometimes it rides on the 4x4, and your relays have not performed a lot this spring. How do you feel about the way that those groups are coming together?
Doug, you point out something that very bone of contention of ours here in our program. Our relays are usually the standard here at the University of Oregon, all the relays, DMR, 4x1, 4x4. And the DMR has lived up to that standard, and the 4x1 is living up to that standard as we speak, but the 4x4 has not yet. And it's one of those things to where we'll continue to put our best foot forward there and pull from other event groups to try to put our best four kids there on the track. And hopefully that the meet is over and done with by the time we get to that point in the race.
Emmanuel's entered in the triple jump, and it's only his second one of the outdoor season. I remember when he was at the Hayward Premier, you were talking about how you were working on a short approach with him and haven't seen much of him since. You know, what have you been working on in practice, and how confident are you that he's ready to go for this championship season?
Well, confident for sure, or else he wouldn't be entered. We don't do anything half-assed. Continue to work on those short approach things there and a little technical things. Continue to build there, and you should look forward to seeing some of the same here in L.A.
Yeah, Coach, can we probably expect Tier and Hockler to double at Pac-12?
Yeah, they're definitely entered in doubles on the start list. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it's out there for public consumption. So they're double ended there as well.
A Sun Tzu Art of War reference from Robert Johnson right there. You don't hear that much from really anybody, let alone athletics coach. Really cool, as always, great to hear from the head coach of, well, for my money, I think for anybody's money, the best track program in the country, as well as they get ready for the Pac-12 championships down in Eugene and then come home and host in the NCAA championships here. But as you heard Coach Robert Johnson saying, listen, not looking too far ahead, looking to, quote-unquote, the next opponent, hashtag on to Cincinnati, you know, that whole deal. We're going to step aside for a moment. Before we do, like to remind you that every Thursday, Hoodoo, you could ski and ride from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 12 hours. Oh, that's awesome, man. Take advantage while you still can for only $25. Man, forget the golf. I'm going to Hoodoo, man. You don't need a coupon or have to buy a ticket in advance. Just get your sticks ready for 12 hours of endless laps every Thursday at Hoodoo. Check out Hoodoo.com for webcams, road cams, and the latest snow conditions. We'll see you tomorrow at Hoodoo. And we'll see you on the other side of the break. We're going to step aside here on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. You're looking live at the Country Financial Studio. Back with more here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Country Financial Studio. Alex Stimson filling the big shoes left behind by Joey Mack, who's on the road here, on the road there, actually, in Utah. That's there, as he is with, you know, the Oregon Ducks baseball team. They're going to keep it rolling as they take on the Utah Utes. They swept Washington last weekend. They're going to try to keep it going in the Mountain Time Zone before they come back for a big series against Stanford. Before I forget, though, I'm getting hungry just getting ready for this read. Scotty P., you were telling me about your favorite crumble cookie. We got to tell the masses in a second, but I'd like to issue an all-points bulletin to all cookie lovers. Crumble Cookies has a rotating menu of, it has 120 on here. It's been scratched out. It's 150 flavors that change out weekly. Oreo, Churro, and Reese's are the ones that have been highlighted by Joey Mack. I know what to get him when he's coming back. Order Crumble in store or for delivery, curbside pickup, or nationwide shipping. Come see us in Eugene off Coburg Road and come into Roseburg, new location off Mulholland Drive, coming in May. We're in May, so that might be now. It's coming soon. For those of you tuning in Roseburg, go get yourself some crumble cookies. They are delicious. Scotty P., what was the one that you liked? You told me something and my mouth started watering underneath this mess.
Oh, my God.
That sounds really
good.
But
I want to try the churro one.
That sounds really, really good. Anywho, let's keep our eye on the prize here as we wrap up the show here. I just want to give a shout-out to Oregon Women's Golf. Again, qualifying for the NCAA Championships for the first time since 2017. Big congratulations to Derek Radley's squad. As obviously, he mentioned it as well, moving on not in the circumstances they would have wanted. If you're watching here on social media, you've probably seen the clip of what happened in Baton Rouge as play was called. The top six seeds advances. The top three individual players advance. Oregon was the number four seed in the regional, so they do advance. And again, kind of a bittersweet taste, but it's been a great season, a really remarkable season. And heck, the cherry on top has been Monica Vaughn qualifying for the U.S. Open as well. That is just incredible. So want to wish our best of luck as they head down to Scottsdale. They'll be at the Greyhawk Country Club in Scottsdale. I played at TPC Scottsdale. Haven't played at Greyhawk. I didn't play well at TPC Scottsdale, so no one needs to know that. And then before we wrap things up, just want to remind you about Ducks Give. Today away is Ducks Give. Once we wrap things up, we'll have about 10 hours or so left. You can visit ducksgive.uoregon.edu. Ducks Give 2021, University of Oregon's 6th Annual Giving Day. And check out the Duck Athletic Fund playlist on Spotify as well. It's been a lot of fun filling in today, Scotty P. Thanks for putting up with me today, buddy. About to sign off here. Thanks for tuning in to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We will see you next time here in the Country Financial Studio on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on,
buckle
can we
get some ice cream?
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. Hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.